Well, last month, Jordan and I were on a road trip to try to see both sides of the family before the baby comes. And so we were in his beautiful home state, upstate New York, when I happened to look out the window and see this sign. Welcome to Gasport. Population just right. That really got me thinking. I couldn't help but hear this smug kind of tone in that sign. Population just right. Like, don't come in here and crowd us. We've got just the right number of people and just the right kind of people, so we don't really need you. You know, it can be hard to be a generous neighbor. And we know good neighbors are generous, but sometimes we want to keep to ourselves. And we have to admit there's a little part of us that's like this Gasport population sign, this little part that says, we have just the right amount of resources for our family or our town, but if we let you in, you might mess things up. And maybe that's the same struggle that Jesus' friends were dealing with in the story Pastor David just read for us. Population just right. There were 12 disciples, and 12 disciples seems just right. It's just enough to squeeze everyone around the same table. And, you know, you can make a meal that has 12 servings. But then along comes this crowd of 5,000 men, besides women and children. And the disciples have to decide whether they can deal with these strangers moving into the neighborhood. Will they be generous? Sadly, no. Each of the Gospels tells this same story. It's actually the only miracle of Jesus that's found in all four Gospels, other than the resurrection. And in all four retellings of the story, everyone is really reluctant to welcome in these new neighbors. They say, Jesus, send the crowd away so they can go to some other town to find lodging and food. They don't want to open their homes and their tables to these strangers. Or they say, Jesus, even if we had $25,000, that would not be enough to buy bread for each of them to get even a little. 6 months' wages would not be enough to buy bread for each of them to get even a little, they say. So can we please be let off the hook? We have just the right amount of resources for our folks and our town, but if we let these crowds in, they might mess things up. But there in the crowd is a little boy who happened to have packed his lunch that day. He packed a couple fish sandwiches for him to enjoy. And maybe something in him decides to share with those around him, to share even with those stingy disciples. I like to think that God prompts that little boy to offer up his 5 loaves and his 2 fish, even though the need is so great and his offering is so small. Have you ever had someone be generous with you like that? Have you ever been on the receiving end of something unexpected and undeserved? I was 24 years old, serving as a Peace Corps volunteer in this tiny African village in the country of Namibia. It was a total culture shock. For one thing, our understanding of English was very different. In Namibia, if you want to say that someone is very smart, you say they are too smart. Or if you want to say someone's very clever, you say they are too clever. And so when I would bake desserts for people and they would take one taste of my dessert, they would say, oh, this cake is too sweet. And I would get offended. But another difference was no one seemed to use the words please or thank you. It was just, give me more juice, not please give me more juice, or would you please give me more juice? And sometimes it was just give me. I tried to teach my high school students to start saying please and thank you, not only in English, but in their own language. It seemed to be an uphill battle. Well, one day, some of my students were walking along carrying this tray of fresh hotcakes, which were these greasy, dense rolls that were a popular snack. And the little neighborhood girl ran up to my students and said, "Give me." And this girl was always doing this. Anytime she would see me with a snack or a game or a colorful bandana, she would just say, "Give me." And I had had it. So I scolded her. Her name was Vevangaye. So I said, "Vevangaye, you need to say please. You have bad manners." Everyone just kind of looked at me. My students handed Vevangaye a hot cake without a word. And then she turned around without a word and handed it to me. That did not make me feel good. Incidentally, I don't know if I remembered to say thank you. It is so uncomfortable to be on the receiving end of generosity. I would much prefer to be in the position of power, the one doing the giving, the one doing the sharing, rather than the one who has to have the hand open to receive. And it's even worse when we know we don't deserve what the person is giving us, if we've been stingy in our hearts, if we've been bitter. It's like when someone has to forgive you for a sin. That is the most uncomfortable feeling in the world. Wouldn't you much rather be the one doing the forgiving? When Jesus multiplied that boy's loaves and fish, I imagine it made the disciples very, very uncomfortable. Here, they had tried to stand in the way of such a gift, but now they were in charge of passing that gift out to everyone. All those pieces of bread, all those fresh fillets, up and down the rows of 5,000 men, besides women and children. I mean, they probably fed 20,000 people that day. And you want to know the worst part of it all? I bet you they themselves got something to eat. They got a bite of the barley loaf and a cut of the fish. So they had to sit with the fact that they were being served by a little boy. They were relying on someone else to feed them, and there was nothing they could do about it. They could only accept. God's grace is like that. It's just unfair. It doesn't care that crowds show up and get a handout. It doesn't care about making sure you fend for yourself and keep track of who owes what. It doesn't even care if you have a miserly heart. God's grace just pours out in abundance, and we just have to sit in it. Now, we can sit there under the downpour of God's grace with our arms folded, like there's a thundercloud over us and it's making us miserable. Or we can hold out our hands to get soaking wet with the grace that's raining down. And we can lift up our face and drink it in, because that rain's coming. That grace is going to pour down, because that's just what grace does. And of course, another word for grace is generosity. That undeserved gift of God's generous love and provision. Several of our church members have gone on mission trips to El Salvador, including this summer. And I bet anyone you ask would tell you that that is a place where they have witnessed people living out God's generosity, being good neighbors to them, often when it's least expected, least deserved. Jordan and I got to go down to El Salvador last summer and see this for ourselves. He was actually serving a summer internship there, so I came to spend a week with him, and we were celebrating our one-year anniversary at the time, so it was extra special. Well, one night there was a birthday party going on for Monica, who was his host mom for the summer. And the party was supposed to be for her and her family, but at the last minute, they gave us a spontaneous invite. And so we walked down the block and knocked on the door. And as soon as we were inside, there were warm greetings, and people had us sit down, and they brought us plates of tortilla tacos. And I felt bad because it's not like they were expecting two extra guests. So it made me wonder, were some people eating less so that we could eat at all? Well, then someone turned on a karaoke machine and sang a love song to us in our honor. I felt uncomfortable again. Like, why was this party starting to be about us? We were last-minute invites. I mean, we should be singing to Monica, the birthday girl. But hey, maybe there would be time for that, because here came the birthday cake. And the decoration on the cake said, Felicidades, which is like congratulations or happy day. And underneath that was a smudge of icing. When I looked closely at it, I realized that the cake had said, happy day, Monica. And of course it did, it was for her birthday. But that smudge was there because she had erased her own name. Now it just said, happy day. She handed the cake to us. It was a happy anniversary cake to us. Now that is an example of generosity I will never forget. An invitation to a birthday party where the birthday girl erases her own name from her own cake and hands the treat to you. It may be uncomfortable, but there are some generosities you can never pay back. You can only say thank you and eat the meal. That boy in today's gospel story, he was a good neighbor. Good neighbors are generous. And Bevangaye and Monica, they were good neighbors. They were generous. Each of them shared without counting the cost, which of course is what God did for us in Jesus and continues to do for us today. But here's the other side of that coin. Good neighbors also receive generously. They open their hearts to receive the generosity of others, and that can be hard. But that's what it means to follow God. It means we are constantly showered with an abundance of blessing that we don't deserve, that we can't pay back, that isn't fair, and yet is ours. May we go forth from this place with hearts open enough to give and to receive, to be generous neighbors, and find our heart's population ever expanding with the people God moves in. Will you pray with me? Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your generous love. God, we thank you for all you wanted to share with us and how you came to us in Jesus. Thank you for giving of yourself without counting the steep cost. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, thank you for not regarding equality with God as something to be exploited, but instead humbling yourself, emptying yourself, being willing to give up everything, even your own life. Also, we could share in the communal union that you enjoy with the Father and with the Spirit. Lord, teach us to live as you lived, always opening yourself to the stranger. Holy Spirit, your love has drawn us here, and your love will send us out from this place. And we open our hands to receive you, even if it's uncomfortable, to receive the abundant blessing you promise. And we can only say thank you. Amen.